listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, Lucy Hill, and Jonathan Todd, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Ilona Europa here, Jonathan Todd also.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you may be listening from.
And today we have special, very special guest with us. Okay, who is there?
Hi, it's Chris Hurley here from the UK.
I cannot
believe... Chris Hurley, through the miracle of Skype, all the way from Wales.
And you...
So, good evening to LA, good late evening to New York, and for those of you in Wales, good morning.
Good morning. Good. Oh, middle of the night.
Good morning. 2 a.m. here.
Oh, okay. I'm so, so happy because today Accent On already went global. And you have amazing accent, which I just adore. And I have my own funky accent.
You don't have an accent. He's got an accent.
Jonathan has
also... Barely understand him.
Just Beverly Hills accent. We are very accented today. And I need to say that Chris Hurley, yes, he is just amazing singer-songwriter. He is just one of the coolest vocalists that I don't know, we can compare him to many, many 70s, 80s, 90s rock star voices, big vocals. And I am so excited to just bring his songs and his personality and his just, and our friendships to our listeners. And maybe, Jonathan, you have some... you can
introduce
us. Well,
just the basic background of Chris Hurley, the formal version first, singer and songwriter who hails from Buryport in Wales. Say that for us.
Buryport in Wales, yes.
In Wales. He has been singing for many, many years, and he has been trying to break into this industry for a very difficult, he might add, time. He's also tried his hand at acting. He's been featured in small roles in film and TV so far. His singing career is now hopefully going to the takeoff platinum. What do you mean you didn't know about Chris all those years ago phase? He's working on writing with really great people that he's got from around the world. He's working on a record of which Alona and I have had the pleasure of working around the world with him on. And he is now getting a chance to go on to iTunes and to the Android store and across the world and be forever immortalized in this, the top-rated show of all the shows in the world. This has more listeners than any other accent show. So we're kind of proud of that.
We are very proud of that, and I know that our listeners, I don't know, this is growing because we understand the downloads are really...
Thousands
really...
of downloads last month, and we were just getting started, but word spreads on that old internet rather rapidly.
And so, please, anybody who is visiting us on Facebook, you can also check Chris' website and Chris' Facebook and MySpace and see a very unusual look of the Chris. I don't want to say why, but I will say very interesting man. And also, please come and like our page and support Accented Show. This is the first show, I think, in the world that really focuses on...
You be careful.
focuses on people with an accent mainly, then I'm just very, very proud again to bring somebody from England, from UK, from Welsh, and Chris. I think Jonathan's introduction was very, very beautiful. Before we'll listen to your first song, maybe you will tell us how was your first visit into America, because I think from England into America and working here in LA on your album, this must be something that you enjoyed.
Yeah, it was pretty surreal, you know, working with you guys and working with Dan Solovitz. And, you know, when we recorded at the Blue Moon Studios, the famous Blue Moon Studios with engineer Joe Premier, was pretty amazing for me, a good time. And, you know, I can't wait to get back out there and finish the rest of the album now. So looking really forward to that.
That's
yeah.
We have a lot of people who send us cuts all the time. And, oh, here's this. It's great. Oh, here's that. And maybe 1 in 1,000 we think has promise. And of those, we kind of talk about it inside and go, I don't know. Because we've been in this game a long time. It costs a lot of time, a lot of money to bring somebody mm-hmm. to the marketplace. And Chris Hurley was one of maybe 5 in the past 10 years that we've glommed onto simply because of the theory that he just has it. And Ilona refers to me in the music industry as the dream killer. I'm the manager. I'm the guy that's looking at how you monetize this stuff. And Ilona's the artiste. She writes. She's got a soul. She cares. I don't. I just look for what's going to make it. And I have a
and
feeling.
That's like, your manager, Chris?
Chris is the one type of a person that we have a few of those. Domenico Capuano has been on this show. We believe in Domenico. We believe in Chris. Ilona believes
Haley
that.
Haley Knight.
If you. Haley Sarah Knight.
Haley Sarah Knight. Natasha Mirantad. I'm sorry, is my daughter. He cares.
Who else do we believe in?
I hope we believe in
I think
in
we just,
me
we just
a
exhausted
bit.
The list of those we believe in.
Oh, you forgot
Ilona
about
Ilona Europa.
We believe. We believe.
Thank you. Thank you.
But the theory out there, and it's funny because we're headed to Las Vegas shortly to finish off our filming tomorrow, which we had Chris put into as well, in terms of a product that will go out to the marketplace as how you monetize and make money in digital music. And so we're actually writing the book on digital music right now. Music Sales, the largest distribution of training programs in the world, commissioned Ilona and I to put this program together. And it's a multi-part DVD series. And we're going back, and the beginning of this program says it ain't what it used to be, and there aren't really A&R people out there looking for talent, and it's not about talent. It's about monetization and how you get there, and there's a new game, and you have to play it differently. And yet, we still seem to feel that there are certain people who have so much innate talent and are so marketable in and of themselves that they may bypass the rule. And the rule is, get something passable, throw a whole bunch of money at it, and sometimes it sticks if the hooks are good. And in Chris's case, his vocals are so stellar, and his songwriting capabilities are so refined.
Lyrics.
From lyric to soul to passion, that he overcomes the standard market, the market-driven argument, which is 99% of what's out there, and he becomes an artist who's ready to go. Not somebody that has to be made. And he's been doing this for a long time. For years, he had a group that was a celebration of ELO, Electric Light Orchestra. And we saw what he was doing and heard the sound. He was exactly like what ELO was, if it could be better. And mm-hmm. we sort of started mentoring him and felt that if he created somewhat ELO songs as if it were the next ELO kind of album, he'd have a marketable leg there. And also, he started producing his own sounds with people in Wales, and the result was incredible. I think instead of just talking about this,
yes.
we ought to play a track,
number two,
and then we'll come back so that you, the audience, can understand what we're talking about when we're talking about somebody who's instantly ready and is an instant success. The trick here is getting hooks. The hook is the part of the song that you remember and sing in the shower for the next 3 days in a row if you only heard the song once. And hopefully by the time the second chorus comes along, you're singing it along with him. So, Ilona, you get to pick. Are we going to start with Clowns or Doctor?
Controversy. I know that you have no name there, but this is
if
the...
If Controversy is track two, then so be it.
Yeah.
So this should be Chris Hurley and Controversy. Ladies and gentlemen, pour yourself a nice cup of cocoa. Sit back in your armchairs, close your eyes, and take in the artistic near perfection of Mr. Chris Hurley.
song, amazing. This is the song that just really broke my heart. And when I heard Chris vocals and then, of course, I was talking to Jonathan. I said, this guy is so, so good, so special, and we just need to work with him. Anyway, it looks like between L.A. and Welsh, we have a little bit Skype problem. Let's see if we can get Chris online again. Okay, then once again.
I'm just typing to Chris. Chris, you are offline, but it looks like he's offline, so...
Okay, then... I think I would say we'll try to connect with Chris again. We don't know what's happened, but obvious, you know, this is typical. Skype is sometimes really has some troubles. Anyway, then yeah, Chris came to LA. We were working for like 6 months back and forth. I never met him. I just only talked to him on a Skype again, and we had horrible connection there. He just lives in a place that are castles and just very, very a lot of open spaces. And but you know what? After talking to him and trying to understand his accent, we were just deciding to write music together. And this unusual song that we wrote together is called Clowns. That I think, yeah, we can maybe play Clowns right now, and we'll be fighting to get Chris online straight from Welsh. Okay. Clowns, Ilona Europa and Chris Hurley co-writing together, and Chris, amazing singer, singing along with few talents that I also developed. Okay?
Do you call my name when you're all alone? I lose myself in time, all those flames explode. Hey there, girl, you tried to prove me wrong. But your sexy walk and talk always turns me on. What do you keep on breaking? Why do I keep seeing clowns? Just gotta tell her, she makes me crazy. It's not so funny anymore. Please, please believe me. Just gotta tell her, she makes me crazy.
Check and see, that was Clowns, if Chris Hurley is back. Chris,
he is,
are you
back.
There? He's back. He's back.
Yay.
Okay.
So did you kill the song?
Well, in order to technically accomplish the magic of Chris speaking, Ronan knocked volume down, which is all okay with me.
Oh,
we'll come back and play Clowns for everybody.
Oh,
and
another
looks
time?
Like we've got Chris online here, so let's talk to Chris for just a second. And we also have in our studio Stephanie Mack. Hi, Stephanie.
Bonjour.
Oh, like gosh, we get the French thing going.
And
hi, Stephanie.
Hello.
Okay, Chris. Yeah, we were talking about you coming to LA and working with us and then Solovitz and working for before you came to LA for 6 months. You breathed very heavily. Be careful to the microphone. Yeah, you came and, you know, you just came. You met us person to person once before in Warsaw. Also, that was wonderful. Before we knew that we want to work with you, we said, okay, we are flying to Poland. We have some shows going on in Poland. Would you like to fly and meet us in Warsaw? And it was the most cool stuff because you said, okay, I will see you there. Then we met in a hotel in Warsaw and we just liked each other instantly. We had no problem to just dream and plan and just thinking what we will be doing together and how we'll go about our work. And then next time I saw you in LA, yes?
Yeah, that was a cool thing, you know. I think as Jonathan stated earlier, you know, before we first met and got together over the ELO tribute band that I was doing, and obviously, you know, give Jonathan some of my original material, which you listened to and which you loved. And so, you know, here we are, much further down the line. But obviously, it's been a big success and what we're trying to achieve here now.
Chris, outside of you being a really unusual artist, you are performing all the time, yes? In your hometown, you are doing, you are touring, you had with your band, of course, you were all over. But tell us a little bit about your personal life. I know a little bit about your wife, you have beautiful children. Just, I think artist also is the human. And tell us, who is Chris?
Yeah, a little bit about myself, other than the singing. As you've already said there, I have two children, a beautiful wife, Ainsley, and my children, Tyler and Jared, two boys. But we also own a fish and chip shop as well, traditional fish and chip shop here in Burryport in Wales, and it's called Joseph's. It's the oldest chip shop here. It's around 80 years old, and we kept the name when we bought it 3 years ago, and that's a big part of my life as well.
We're right here. The shop is 80 years. The fish is fresh, right?
Okay.
Yeah, the fish is fresh.
What is, you know, world is so small because we mentioned that we were working with Dan Solovitz, and obviously Dan Solovitz is in Minneapolis, and he's a producer and arranger, amazing gentleman. I worked with him for 7-8 years right now. And then, you know, after he never met you, we also talked on Skype exclusively. And then one day, Dan says to you, oh, I'm going to England, and you said, oh my gosh, come on over, come to my place and I will show you Welsh. Yes, and you both had amazing time.
He was here about around 6 weeks ago. He was here he was here just under a week, and he loved the place. He loved Wales, and he loved the tradition of Wales. We went out to watch the rugby. There was a Grand Slam final where Wales actually won, which is brilliant, and he experienced all that as well. And we had a few beers mixed in there as well. Dan Solitz is a top producer. He's very excellent.
Amazing guy, and a really, really young man, which is also great. You know, he's so young still. And, you know, I think we can invite everybody who listens, everybody who ever will be there, you know, to, again, visit your place. You will give them good, good food, and they can meet you because you are there.
I tell you what, anyone that's listening in, you can all come over.
That's what I like it. Although, be careful, you never know. 3,000 downloads. So what if one day, you know, 3,000 people come and say, we want all fish and a good one? But maybe I have hope that in 6 months you'll be back in LA, because my plan and your plan is to finish a CD with a few, of course, great people that you are working with. You are working with Josh Harris also. You'll be working with Mimo Capuano, who also, you know, is just very unusual composer and producer. Of course, we'll be working with Dan Solovitz, and hopefully you will be singing live in LA. I just cannot wait to put you on a stage and just make people go crazy, because your performance is just amazing. You know, you are just guy who loves to sing live and perform. And maybe Jonathan, explain, you know, how did you find Chris when he was singing in a studio? You know, he was entertaining crazy.
He sang in the studio like he sang on a stage. Yeah. And he performs on stage kind of like John Travolta, but I don't mean that in a negative way. I mean, it's like all this power comes out of him, the way John Travolta powered through Grease in the good old days, and he's all over the stage and in your face and engaging, and it's the mark of a good entertainer, regardless of being a singer, to engage an audience and have them fall in love with you based on the force of will of your personality. And Chris has what they call it.
He has it. Okay, Chris, we will be, obviously, you will be back into Accent On, hopefully in 2-3 months, and we'll be working on new songs. I know that you have some plans to maybe act in movies. We'll see. We'll be talking about that too. We'll be talking about when you are coming back, and maybe you'll be in LA. We'll want to have you with us in our studio. And then, you know, we have one more song that I would love to share with audience, although I would like to repeat Clowns if we can do it. But anyway, for right now, maybe we'll give a little time to charity, okay? I would love to play a little bit of commercial and just talk about children who need our help, child help, and...
This is a special public service announcement that Michael Douglas, the actor, did on behalf of Child Help, something that Ilona and I feel strongly about. Children who can't defend themselves and need help from the societies that they're in. Child Help is a national organization, actually global when you add to it Canada and the possessions and territories of the United States of America, and growing and expanding rapidly. And we are thankful that celebrities of the caliber of Michael Douglas have given of their time. It's not easy to do a PSA for TV. It's lights, camera, and action. It takes days of preparation, days of editing, and the actor, of course, has to be in the studio. So this is the radio cut from Michael Douglas. Please hang on with us, Chris Hurley, and we'll be right back after this word from Michael Douglas on behalf of Child Help.
I'm Michael Douglas, and I have a number for you to program into your child's phone and yours. 1-800-4-A-CHILD. It's the Child Help National Child Abuse Hotline. 1-800-4-A-CHILD provides a connection to professional counselors 24/7, which your child can use when they need to speak up and be safe. It's also the number a little boy called whispering from his closet to be rescued from a vicious attack. It's the number that any responsible adult, neighbor, teacher, or family member can call to get help reporting abuse or to get information. 1-800-4-A-CHILD is the number of hope. The Child Help National Abuse Hotline is funded solely by your contribution, so please text your $10 donation to CHLP to 20222. This gift may be the lifeline for that little boy in the closet, or even the emergency call that saves your child.
Thanks again to Michael Douglas, and we're back on the line with Chris Hurley. Chris, can you hear us?
Hello, yeah, I can hear you fine.
Great. Can you translate that for me?
I can hear you fine.
Ah, good. You, what language do you speak?
Chris Hurley.
Chris Hurley. Good answer. Do you speak Welsh?
No, Timai Bach. That means a small little bit, but no.
So when people come and order fish in your 80-year-old seafood in Welsh, what do you do?
I just answer them in English.
And does everybody in Wales speak English?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
So is Welsh dying out among the youth? Is it like all English and no more Welsh?
Yeah, it's around, I think it's only around 18% of the country physically speak Welsh now, which is a shame, because all the schools are predominantly English. They should go back and, you know, make the schools, you know, if they made all the schools Welsh, then obviously the language would come back, but it's only 18%. There's certain areas in Wales which obviously they speak Welsh a lot more there, but all over it's only around 18%.
Interesting.
And Chris, I think if you can tell us your Facebook and your MySpace and our website, how people can get to you.
Yeah, Facebook, you can see me on Facebook. There's a like page there as well. Just go on to Facebook, Chris Hurley, H-U-R-L-E-Y. Also, I've got a promo video up on YouTube as well of a song or two. There's a MySpace page. Again, Chris Hurley MySpace.
And that's all Chris, C-H-R-I-S, Hurley,
yeah.
H-U-R,
H-U-R-L-E-Y.
Or as Chris says, H-U-R-L-E-Y, Chris Hurley.
Chris, we are slowly coming to be playing your last song for today, and the song is A Doctor. I think this song needs special introduction, although I think we have already first video that you already posted on YouTube, but you are making another one, the really
unusual. Yeah, the first video was just a promo video while we finish off the real one, so to speak. And we've got another video in the making as well of our song Clowns as well.
Okay, tell me, Doctor, a little bit more about Doctor. I think the lyrics are amazing. I think the song is really twisted. And I think we need some, we need your input to the song before we'll be playing that people understand.
Yeah, Doctor, it's a special song to me. It's the type of way I like to write. Doctor, I wrote the song at 1:30 in the morning. I had this tune going around in my head and a little story going around there. Basically, it's about a girl, a couple. He meets up with this girl and she's got a few problems in her life. And you can hear it in the lyric and in the song. Hence, the song's called Doctor.
Okay, I really think this is the time for Doctor, for all of us.
Here you go.
You need a doctor.
We need a doctor.
Does anybody, Chris. Does anybody need a doctor?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Does anybody need a doctor?
Doctor, I think I got a problem.
Anybody Need a Doctor by Chris Hurley. Doctor. with Alona Europa and a little Haley Sarah Knight screaming in there.
And Natasha Mira-Todd.
And Natasha Mira-Todd. That was a group, a collaborative effort. What a killer good song, Mr. Hurley.
And I believe this will be your first single that really will make people fall in love with you. And you being on a stage singing the song, that's another story, because we saw you in studio singing and dancing, and everybody just couldn't get rid of this hook from our heads. And now everybody needs a doctor, for sure. Everybody needs a doctor.
As Chris screams this out live, he actually gets an aneurysm, which requires him to get a doctor. So it's a full circle.
Yeah. Chris.
I think, like Jonathan said earlier on, we want to be releasing this on iTunes, Amazon, and everything pretty soon as well, so everybody can start to download it.
I got news for you. You just released it, baby.
That's your first release. And, you know, honestly, I'm so happy it's us doing that, because this is like, just putting us together through the continent, through the ocean, you know, and just saying, Chris, you're very close to us. You are almost in LA. Your songs are recorded here. I know that we need 3 or 4 more songs to finish the album, and you'll be here, you'll be singing, and we'll see what life will bring, what you will bring to America. And I know it will be something very, very special.
Yeah, exciting times. Can't wait.
Okay, then for right now, I think until you have something that you want to share with us, we will probably say bye-bye and good night to you, because we have a few different things that we'll be talking about on Accent On, and probably you'll be back in 2, 3, or 4 months. I cannot wait to see if your movie deal came through, okay? And if you really will get what you are planning to do.
Yeah, we'll talk about that again.
Okay, wonderful.
Something in the pipeline, but nothing's definite as yet, so we shall see.
Okay, yeah, that's what is the most beautiful about life, you know, that you never know. Tomorrow you can wake up and, you know, it's another day with wonderful hopes.
Yes, yes. Well, you have a lovely time, and have a beautiful time in L.A. there. Give my love to Natasha, your beautiful daughter.
Oh, she loves you, Missy.
I don't believe we didn't get into Benny Hill yet, but that's okay. We'll save it for next time.
That's another story.
Maybe we'll finish Benny Hill. Everybody loves Benny Hill. We want a little laugh. Okay, tell us, Jonathan, why we think that the situation of Benny Hill and Chris and you is so funny. Why?
Because he does the perfect Benny Hill impersonation.
Obvious, but it would be great if we can see Chris.
Don't need to see him.
Chris. No, you can't see me.
Okay, Chris, then what we can do? Can we do something? You can say something. You cannot. You cannot put glasses and just...
No, it's visual, Ilona. It's got to be visual.
I know it's visual.
That's what makes it fun on the radio, Chris.
What about if you put, you know, on YouTube, you doing, your great impersonation? Yes. Then everybody will enjoy it.
Right now, we've got like 10,000 people Googling Benny Hill to see who that is.
Hopefully not. Okay. Anyway, Chris, we love you. Thank you so much. I promise we'll be playing clowns again, because we stopped. We tried to, you know, get you back on the Skype, and we needed to, in a way, stop playing clowns. But this is always for next time, a song for next time, okay? Thank you. Okay. You can go sleep.
So as the sun slowly sets in the west and rises in the east, we say... good night to you, and or good morning to you, maybe, and good night morning to all of us. And thank you so much for spending some time with us here at Accent On, Chris Hurley. If you want to see what Chris looks like performing, Chris Hurley, do the search for Facebook, probably the fastest, best way to get there. And Chris, all the best to you. Keep writing, baby. We love everything you do. You're a special person. Thank you so much. And we will
thank you,
buddy.
Love you all. And I'd like to say big thank you to Accent On. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. We'll
be
right back in a second. Nice time with Chris Hurley. Thanks for bringing him on, Alona.
That was so sweet. I know. I wish you played it a bit longer. That was so beautiful.
That's all I got. That's Orbis.
Orbis by Jerry Jones. And, you know, again, we are working We worked with Jerry Jones on a new video for Sun Is Going Down. And right now, if anybody wants to see the song Sun Is Going Down and a video, is already on YouTube and on onlylyrics.com. This video is making
number
into
60-something.
Right now, 70-something, 70 and 60 and 74 into in 100 the most played videos in America, which
the
is...
The top 100 videos in America. Who's below you? I always look at below before
oh
I look
God,
at...
Oh, my God, I couldn't believe it was Jennifer Lopez.
J-Lo is underneath Alona Europa.
And, you know, just anyway, it's very exciting. Of course, every day is different rotation, but 2 days ago when we were checking, yesterday we were checking this.
But that's a fine video. It's
video
a great song,
amazing.
And it's a fine video.
And again, Jerry Jones, I wanted to say thank you. He's not
thank
only
you,
amazing composer, but videographer. That's what makes him also so special because he can use the...
He won a Sony championship for Sony. For his video, he got a number one position for
yeah,
video.
Yeah, please, people, check Jerry Jones. Check out Jerry Jones. You know, not only his composition, but this guy is like I don't know Leonardo da Vinci for me when it comes to electronica visuals and just a beautiful human being. But yes, please, if you can go to YouTube and check Sun Is Going Down. This song is right now on in radio promo. We are doing very well. DJs like it, and they start playing more and more. Then may I little plug in my song, Jonathan Cook. Accent on. Yay! Sun Is Going Down. Lona Europa and Mimo Capuano.
And it's better than J-Lo.
Oh, I love you, Stephanie.
Alona Europa and Sun Is Going Down.
I really like this song. I hope
it's happy and peppy.
And it's summerish. And that's good. Okay, like I say, we have a very quiet Stephanie with us. I would like to say she's not so quiet mostly, but today I think she wants to ask me a question. And she said, you know what, can I ask you about something? I'm like, okay. And she asked me, do you want to choose the question? I said, no, just ask me a question. We'll see what question this would be.
Okay, see, I have this theory that Ilona never gets any attention.
Thank you.
You know, Jonathan gets all the attention, and Mimo gets all the attention. Everybody focuses on everybody but poor Ilona.
Aww.
So I think it's time somebody asked Ilona a lovely question.
Oh, my gosh. Maybe we'll do like 30 minutes with me, like 2-3 weeks, and you will be, you know, you are a really wonderful, funny lady. You write comedy. I know you probably will put me in a corner and start asking me some funky questions.
Walters you, Ilona. You will cry.
It. Let's make a date. Maybe we'll do that, you know, and we'll be like, okay, we'll see if Ilona can answer a question. What question, ask me today?
One question. All right. What made you decide to move from Poland to the United States?
Oh, gosh. That, like, requires 5 hours. I didn't want to move from Poland to anywhere. I just love my country, and I was traveling all around the world, you know, and I was coming back because I have family there, and I am a singer, and I was a singer there. But in one of my travels, I just met Jonathan, and my world turned upside down. It was 23 years ago, and, you know...
Feels like yesterday.
Feels like yesterday, all 100 years ago. Depends what date. Sometimes days are going so fast, sometimes they are very, very slow and busy. But yeah, you know, this is that was a really hard time for me because I never planned on moving anywhere else. I just loved my country. I was everything fine there. But when I met Jonathan, you know, world was not big enough for both of us. We knew that we need to be in one place. And he didn't want to move to Poland. I don't think so.
Not that we didn't try that for a little while.
Yeah, I took him a few times, but that was like pre-solidarity time, you know, the very hard moments when we had only vinegar in the stores and mushrooms. He loved the mushrooms. He didn't like the vinegar. Then, you know, he decided...
Inflation was so high that they stood there with a gun at the checkout counter, a marking gun that does those little things they used to have in the supermarket where they'd click a thing and the tape would come out.
A sticker?
A sticker gun. And so you'd sit there and the monetary unit is the zloty in Polish. And so it'd be like 11,000 zloty for mushrooms, pichárki, and they'd sticker it 11,500. And you'd walk up three people in the line and they'd sticker at 12 because the inflation was so high. Was going up while you were waiting in line for stuff. It was just ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't want to sound down.
Good old days.
But I don't know if anybody can understand what Poland was going through. And this was very middle of Europe country.
Pretty Soviet satellite.
In this time. And I would like to spend maybe one day a whole hour talking about, you know, this unusual 20-something years ago when whole Europe just went crazy and we opened our borders and walls in Germany fell apart. But, you know, being and living, and there was no one day. There was like a lot of 2-3 years of living in this country was really tough, you know. But I love my country. Then reason why I moved to America was my husband, Jonathan Todd.
It just doesn't get better than that for me.
Yeah, now we are having our accent show. And I think we are very close to end of the show. And I would like to know if I may talk a little bit about my Polish roots and vinegar and mushroom in my stores. And Jonathan's unusual ways of dealing with my country. And, you know, I left my husband.
Not enough time.
But I can say only that I left my husband in Krakow for like one night.
Sounds like a song.
And I come back to the hotel and he had a color TV inside of the room, which nobody had color TV there. And how he did this, I will tell maybe another time.
Oh, it's a cliffhanger.
Yes.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun.
I think that just about brings us to the amount of time that we are allotted. So for all of you, thank you for joining us on Accent On. Thank you for saluting Chris Hurley and the great work that Chris has done. Again, Facebook, Chris Hurley, do a search. You can also look for Alona Europa and Sun Is Going Down on YouTube.
Or iTunes.
Actually get the lyrics. If you feel like buying it, you can always buy it from iTunes. And to Stephanie Mack, who is in here with us, thank you for being here today. Wish you nothing but good luck with your electronic car that you have that's displaying red lights.
Thank you.
Go buy electric, and you have the same problems as those of us with gas cars have.
It's hybrid.
Hybrid. It's hybrid. It's half gas, half electric.
Yeah.
Electras. Gastronic. You plug it in, and then it goes, unless it doesn't. How long before you get your car back?
Saturday.
Oh, baby.
Oh, man. It's tough to live without your car, isn't it?
I have to drive a Corolla.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's terrible.
How many years you have your car? And I know you love
your car. My car is a 2005 Prius. It's the first car I ever drove.
And you love it, yes?
I've only
ever turned on a real car with a key ignition like 4 times in my entire life.
I'm so sorry.
Youth.
No, I love it because normally youth changes things around very fast. But you know what? You like your car. You stay with your car. And you are sad that your car is somewhere.
I'm very sad. I hate change.
Oh, I don't like either.
Change is good.
Okay, yeah, I know. You Porsche driver. Oops, sorry. It's not true.
It's a 2 cabriolet family.
Yeah, that's crazy. But anyway, I would like to say bye-bye, good night. Sun Is Going Down in L.A., and we will be driving to Las Vegas tonight to finish our DVD with Chris Harley also included, and lots of wonderful people. And this is a DVD for music sales, and it's all about electronica music.
Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.